Sheila Fortson is the founder and executive director of Fame Center. Sheila, tell everybody what Fame Center is all about.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. Fame Center is a multidisciplinary arts nonprofit organization, and we're located in the South Loop, but we really want to have arts education accessible to students in under-resourced communities on the south and west side of Chicago, especially. We have six disciplines that we really focus on at Fame Center, and that's really the foundation of our organization. Those six disciplines are music, visual art, drama and theater, creative writing, coding or digital art, and then music and art therapy for mental health.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you get any funding from the Illinois Arts Council?
We have gotten some funding from the Illinois Arts Council, which we are extremely grateful for. We've applied for their grant twice, I believe, and we've received the grant on two different occasions. So something we're extremely grateful for.
Good. I served on that council for over 10 years under three different governors, and I was hoping you were tapping into that because although Illinois is stretched on funds, sometimes they do come through, and it's always nice to see that money go to help out kids on the South and West Side. So this event is coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. It's coming up Saturday, the 29th. It's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It's called Rhythm and Roots. And so we're really celebrating the history of art and music in the Black community. But we're also celebrating Women's History Month. So we're going to have a live blues band. We're going to have performances by our students. We're going to have performance by a local spoken word artist. And then we're going to be honoring 10 influential women in the Chicago community who have made an impact, and just doing that to help kind of celebrate Women's History Month. So we want to invite Chicago, the Chicago community to come out. The tickets are available on our website, but even if people can't come, our goal is to raise $40,000 so that we can invite 60 kids to come to our summer camp for free. They pay nothing. They get breakfast. They get lunch. They're at our camp from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they get to experience every single art form. They get to, you know, figure out what they love, what they're good at, figure out their skill set. And so we want to raise this. Every penny of that $40,000 is going to support students so they can come to camp at no charge. And even if folks can't come to the event, they can still give online to sponsor a child.
And tell everybody the website again.
Yep, it's www.famecenter.org. And right on the homepage, you'll see a link that goes straight to that registration page.
So is it FAME as in fame, or does F-A-M-E stand for something?
That's a great question. So F-A-M-E does stand for something. It stands for Fortson Arts and Music Education. Fortson being my last name. I come from a family of amazing musicians, and just wanted to honor the legacy in my own family. But it's kind of cool because, of course, the TV show, you know, from back in the day, everyone kind of thinks it's a reference to that, the Fame TV show. But no, that you're exactly right. Those four letters represent Fortson Arts and Music Education.
Can we talk about some of the women that you're honoring, women who are making contributions to the arts in Chicago?
Absolutely. I hope I can remember all 10 names.
Well, you don't have to remember. If you could just pick a few so people can get an understanding of how committed people are to supporting the arts in what I think is a fantastic city.
Yes, absolutely. So we're honoring women like Heather Headley. We're honoring Samantha Chapman, who is one of our, you know, Chicago news anchors. We're honoring Lieutenant Governor Julianne Stratton. We're honoring a woman named Donita Travis, who has founded an after-school program. We're honoring one of the mothers of our students, who's been just a courageous woman. She actually lost her husband during the pandemic, and has continued to just be a light to her own children and to the community. And then Anita Blanton, who is an anchor for Fox 32, is going to be our MC. So it's just, then our own Pat Dowell, who is the alderman for the 3rd Ward, where our building is located. She's another one of the women that we're honoring. So that's just a few of just the tremendous, courageous, amazing women in the Chicago community who are impacting and changing lives every day with the work that they do.
And for kids, you know, who are in neighborhoods that don't have a lot going on, mm-hmm. many times their ticket is sports, but a lot of kids, the arts are what they absorb, what they love, what they exude. And I love that you do a camp that allows kids to explore other forms than maybe what they've been exposed to.
Yeah, I think that's what makes Fame Center unique and different from other nonprofit organizations or, you know, art organizations. I think that's what makes us unique is that we really want students to explore as many art forms as possible, because I think every human being is creative. I believe we're all made with creativity inside of us. And so, you know, even if someone becomes a scientist or a doctor or an engineer, there's still creativity required in any field you go into. So when students are exposed to the arts at an early age, you know, there are studies shown that they do better in school, they do better in math, they do better in reading, and it gives them an outlet for their emotions. There's so much that young people go through today. There's, and especially in our under-resourced communities, there's a lot of struggle. And so for them to have an outlet, for them to have a safe place to be during the day, where, you know, they get a chance to go outside to the park. We, you know, we have some outside time, but throughout the entire day, they are involved in creating something. They are involved in learning, whether it's music or photography or visual arts and painting, or whether it's some type of, you know, coding. Their brains are constantly being engaged. And, you know, this is a no cell phone zone. So they come in. So they can't have their cell phones during the day. And, you know, they have to engage. And then what's exciting is they come away with realizing they have a skill set they didn't know they had. And I have to tell you a quick success story.
Well, it's going to have to be quick, Sheila, because we're up against news time. And, you know, that's a promise we make to our audience. But I'm sure that people will reach out because your enthusiasm is contagious.
Oh,
it really is.
Thank you.
And I would acknowledge you as one of the women in Chicago mm-hmm. who is making a difference, especially in the lives of children and the arts. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share. We do. We have a tremendous success story. So I hope people can come out to the event. And if not, I hope they will, you know, go on our platform and give so we can sponsor kids for our summer camps.
Check it out. Fame Center here in Chicago.